Fritz with a steal. Ball deflects to Osmond. Down the floor to Sexton. He scooped. He scored! Colin Sexton putting on a show here in the Big Apple. 27 for Sexton. 26-point lead. Timeout, New York, as the boos rain down on the Knicks.
Welcome to Cavs HQ. Thank you for joining us on Fox Sports Ohio and the Cleveland Cavaliers Radio Network. Now, here are your hosts, Mike Snyder and Cavalier legend Campy Russell.
Glad to have you with us as we go into a new week, and the Cavaliers off to a great road trip. Already two-thirds of it in the books, and they're both wins. One more to go, and last night they took the Knicks apart, 108-87, with the young bull Colin Sexton leading the way with a 31-point performance, a career high for him. Glad to have you with us. Boy, we've got a big show tonight. We're going to be heading to the road with John Michael. He'll check in on his way to Philly, where the Cavs wrap up the trip tomorrow against the Sixers, and we'll talk about today's Cavs that have people smiling, and also a big event coming up Sunday, and the Cavs host the Sixers. And Campy, Russell, it's just great to see you. See you on TV, but it's great to be in studio with you.
Well, thank you, Michael. It's always good to be with you.
And things are good. You know, Campy, you and I have talked a little bit off the air before we started the show that I know, I think it's the same thing what you were suggesting. People coming up to me saying, hey, Mike, I like what I see with the Cavs.
Yes.
I think the expectations, Cavs did a good job saying, look, we're developing. We know we have a big plan in view, but things have really been fun to watch so far.
And you're absolutely right. You know, I really enjoy watching this young basketball team, and I like what I'm seeing every single night or even in practice, because what I'm seeing before me is some development. And I think Coach Beilein and his staff is doing an outstanding job of creating that development opportunity. But more important, he is creating an environment that these guys will be able to thrive in. And right now, you know, with only 9 games being played, this Cavalier team is playing outstanding basketball. They just have to continue to stay humble at one point, but at the same time, stay very confident. Because in this game, as we all know, being confident means everything, and right now this Cavalier team feels good about themselves.
You know, you get to the point where I really can't wait to see what happens tomorrow, you know, against
yes.
Philly.
Well, I think that should be an interesting basketball game. I think one of the telltale signs will be in that game is how well will we control the boards, number one. Number two is how well will we play in the paint. Can we keep this Sixer team out of the paint, particularly when you look at Joel Embiid as well as Al Horford. Both of those guys are outstanding paint players, mid-range players, and all three of them can play. Both of them can play all the way out to the three-ball line. So they create special issues for every team. But then, and I'm not sure, who they're going to have at the starting guard.
Simmons, I think, is going to be out.
Yeah. I'm not sure whether
so
Simmons is going to be
there. They may be a little banged up. So, yeah, actually, the Cavs beat them last year, the first team to beat them in Philly last year.
Yeah.
So maybe the Cavs can do it again. But we'll talk about that. I want to get more of your thoughts on the Cavs and Coach Beilein. And also a good buddy of yours, former teammate Jim
yes.
Brewer is going to join us, right?
I'm looking forward to hearing from Jim because he's always has great insight about the past as well as how things are going on in the league today as well.
And you're going to tell us more about this Cavalier Wall of Honor that will formally be the inductees will be formally introduced on Sunday. What a day it's going to be. Some great
yes.
legends from the Cavs are going to be honored, and we'll find out more about that. More of the Cavs of today. It's all coming up as a special edition of Cavs HQ on the Cleveland Cavaliers Radio Network.
Every Friday night Monsters home game is a 1-2-3 Friday where fans can enjoy $1 Pepsis, $2 Sugardale hot dogs, and $3 select beer specials. For tickets, call 216-420-0000, visit clevelandmonsters.com, or any Northern Ohio discount drug mart.
I was clean.
The Lumineers 3, the World Tour. The global touring sensation is coming to Cleveland, Saturday, February 8th, Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse, with special guest, Mountjoy. On sale now, available at AXS.com. That's AXS.com. Every online ticket includes a copy of the Lumineers' new album, 3, out now.
Chest congestion is awful, and it's even worse when it comes with a cough or a stuffed up nose. That's why Mucinex has maximum strength tablets for more than just chest congestion. Mucinex DM relieves cough, and Mucinex D relieves nasal congestion. Maximum strength Mucinex tablets go to work fast and provide long-lasting relief. Only Mucinex fights your symptoms for up to 12 hours with one dose. Mucinex in, Mucinex out. Earn Pro Points on Mucinex purchases at Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Get to the newly transformed Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse and light the land with your Cleveland Monsters. Exciting promotions, concession deals, and an unforgettable fan experience make Monsters Hockey serious fun.
Friday, November 22nd is Hockey Fights Cancer Night, benefiting Prayers from Maria, featuring a special sunflower jersey auction for pediatric cancer research.
For tickets, visit ClevelandMonsters.com or visit any Northern Ohio Discount Drug Mart. Monsters Hockey, light the land.
Another Medicare mailer. And another Medicare mailer. More Medicare mailers.
John, why don't you just go to Discount Drug Mart?
Hi, Wilma Smith here for my friends at Discount Drug Mart. It's Medicare open enrollment time. And we all know how complicated choosing a Medicare plan can be. Not with Discount Drug Mart. With your list of medications, Drug Mart's pharmacist can provide a free Medicare plan consultation, allowing you to select a plan that best fits your needs and saves you money. Discount Drug Mart saves you the Medicare runaround.
Enroll your child in Monsters Kid Nation, presented by Scene 75, the official kids fan club of the Cleveland Monsters. Your child will receive free ticket offers, awesome gear, benefits, and one-of-a-kind experiences. Enroll now at clevelandmonsters.com/kidnation.
And it's a special edition of Cavs HQ tonight. Mike Snyder along with Cavs legend Campy Russell. We are at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse where Sir Elton John is warming up. Hear him, you can hear him in the background there, right? Hey, Campy?
Yes. Yeah. Elton John.
This is a little bit before he takes the stage a little later tonight here. So we're getting a little sneak preview, and he's excited about the Cavaliers and the early going as we now head to, the Cavs are in the middle of this trip.
Yes.
We'll catch up with John Michael. He's somewhere between New York and Philadelphia, Campy. John, J. Mike, how you doing tonight?
Great. I love the Philadelphia Freedom lead-in, guys. Very apropos. I like it.
Very nice. Well, hopefully tomorrow they'll put the broom to the Sixers for this road trip. That would be something. But, John, before we look ahead, it really has been quite a trip, hasn't it?
It has, Mike. You know, and it's good to see this team get results. I mean, we've seen this team incrementally improving. But, boy, when you have a new coaching staff, it's so essential to have that payoff in victories. And, man, it was nice to see them go into D.C. with the right mindset, take out the Wizards. And then against the Knicks, I mean, on Sunday night, they did everything exactly the way they wanted to execute it. I mean, you looked in the morning shoot-around. Coach Bielan made no secret about it, what they wanted to do. This team wanted to turn defense into offense. They forced 21 Knicks turnovers, turned it into 27 points, wanted to be strong on the boards, needed to be physical against the Knicks team that featured four new veteran power forwards, who all of whom are aggressive, three of whom were in the starting lineup. Cavs did exactly that. They needed to prevent easy baskets, Mike, and the Knicks were taking mid-range jumpers with those fours. I mean, power forwards, not guards, all night long. So the Cavs forced tough shots. They did precisely what they wanted to do. In both of those games, they withstood the typical NBA, you know, runs that you see teams trying to get back in the game. Both the Knicks and the Wizards put together a nice little stretch in the third quarter, and the Cavs, this young team, just calmly closed the show in the fourth on the road. You know, and again, we're talking about the Wizards and the Knicks, but the Cavs are doing what they should be doing, going out, getting victories, and it's big steps here for a, you know, for a young club, and on into Philadelphia they go. But man, they've been fun to watch. They've been fun to call. You know, hopefully they've been fun to, you know, watch and listen to for our fans as well. And the feedback we've been getting has been fantastic about just, hey, we like the way this team's playing for John Beilein, and it's been fun to be a part of, guys. It's been fun to see.
Campy, what's kind of struck you about this early going with this team?
Well, to me, what struck me for the most part is prior to the Cavaliers going out to Washington to play, I was at practice, and one of the things that coach was talking about was playing the game with more pace, getting up on guys, being more aggressive defensively, and essentially they took that attitude or that practice and took it to Washington and New York, because if you look at both of those games, they did exactly that. They played with a lot of pace. They got their assist totals up. They played defense together, and we did a great job of really controlling the boards and controlling the paint. And when you do that, you give yourself a chance to win. So the Cavaliers definitely have taken a big step forward.
And, John, they've had the lead in every step of the way these first two games of this trip, right?
Yeah, Mike, this was the first time since 2010 that the Cavs won back-to-back games leading wire to wire since 2010.
Wow.
I mean, that was pre-decision, Mike. I mean, it's been that long, you know, since Cavs have done that. So, again, really great stuff. Cam, I think your point about the pace is a great one. You know, in talking to the coaching staff before the season during camp, they said part of what we need to do is figure out what is our pace. You know, what's the optimum pace at which we want to play? And we see this team offensively after misses, looking to move the basketball, even after some makes. You know, we've seen them getting out, you know, getting the advantage before the other team can get back and get set. Yet on the other side of the ball, they don't want to get into a track meet with teams. We saw that with Washington. I mean, this is a team, guys, that played a 159-158 regulation game. The Wizards lost to the Rockets earlier this season. Not the kind of team you just want to go up and down with, because they don't care too much about defense. They just want to score. So defensively, the Cavs have been harping on this literally since 5 minutes into the first camp. Transition defense is key. From what they watched last season, a season in which the Cavs defensively set records for all the wrong reasons, transition defense was a big part of what they lacked. And it's why they've been able seemingly to control pace for the most part defensively, yet get out and run and play at their own pace on the offensive end of the floor. Of course, forcing turnovers has a lot to do with that. They've done that well over the last couple of games. They've also protected the ball well, guys. Just 45 turnovers over the last four contests, little over 11 a game. League average this season, for frame of reference, is 16. So ball security has been important. When you have a 19-year-old and a 20-year-old starting in the backcourt, and you're only turning the ball over 11 times a game over the last four contests, you know, it means good things. So I think a lot of things working for the Cavs, in the Cavs' favor right now. They're going to get a good test in Philly. No question, one of the beasts of the East, and they once again can take a look and see where they are.
Talking with John Michael with the Cavaliers, they are getting ready to take on the Sixers tomorrow night, final game of the road trip. And I thought one of the things, too, that John Beilein said after Colin Sexton scored 31, he spends time talking about his defense, Campy.
Yes. Well, to me, I think that makes sense, because in that game, particularly against really the Wizards as well as the Knicks, I thought Colin and our backcourt did a good job in handling the size of the Wizards as well as the size of the Knicks. And to me, I thought we did a good job of really overpowering them, getting into their bodies, putting a lot more pressure on them, and forcing them to turn the ball over, whether you're talking about the Knicks or the Wizards. So to me, I think they're beginning to get it. They understand what is needed for them to be effective, and it starts on the defensive side of the ball. But more importantly, when you look at the offensive side of the ball, I believe you have to always look at Tristan Thompson as well as Kevin Love, because they have done a great job of controlling the points in the paint as well as the defense and offensive rebounding. And when you can put all those elements together, you give yourself a chance to win basketball games. And to me, I think that those are all the things that are beginning to come together. And truly, our young guys have been very good as well.
And, John, following up with your comment about the beast that Philadelphia can be, Joel Embiid, Al Horford waiting for the Cavs in Philly, right?
Yeah, they sure are. And then those two guys who can't be mentioned are going to be tested in Love and Thompson. I mean, those points in the paint in New York, Campy, 50-32 in favor of the Knicks, again, against the Knicks team that features a lot of bulk, a lot of size up front. They like to play bully ball, and the Cavs beat them at their own game. But a big test. I mean, obviously, Joel Embiid and Al Horford. To me, guys, I thought Philadelphia coming into this offseason was the team that had the most to lose. You know, you think back to the process and Sam Hinkie, and Philadelphia went through five of the most miserable seasons that a franchise could go through. Why? To accumulate all kind of first-round picks. We all know the story, anybody who follows the NBA. So they get all these picks, they accumulate them, they start spending them, they start trading them. Last season, they traded the rest of them. They made the deal with L.A. to get Tobias Harris with no guarantee that they could bring back Jimmy Butler or Tobias Harris this season. They lose, of course, on that last second shot in game 7 of the second round to Toronto. They're out, suddenly faced with maybe the most important offseason in franchise history. But what a job by Elton Brand and the front office. I mean, they do lose Butler, but they bring back Tobias Harris. And in maybe one of the most shocking moves of the offseason, Al Horford goes from Boston to Philly. I mean, not a lot of people saw that coming. They had a couple of new pieces. They lose some pieces as well, and J.J. Redick, that might hurt them in terms of their outside shooting. But they were in a position where not only could the process be over, but all those picks would be gone, and they'd be left with a team that couldn't compete necessarily with the elite in the East. They did a nice job during the offseason. They're right there in terms of being at the top of the ladder in the Eastern Conference. They should be there along with Milwaukee at the end of the season. So I think they deserve a lot of credit for what they did during the offseason to keep their team competitive. Cavs are going to be in for a big test in Philly.
Now, Ben Simmons, I believe, is questionable for the game. John, have you heard anything more?
No, not officially, Mike. He got banged up his shoulder. He got injured. He was posting up. He got smashed in the shoulder, and he's dealing with a shoulder injury. They said originally 3 games that would leave him out for tomorrow night's game, but I haven't, or for Tuesday night's game, but I haven't heard anything official in terms of Simmons being on or off the floor.
Well, John, let's what a trip this could be. My gosh, Campy, it's a great trip already. You don't want to think of it that way, though. Right from the player's perspective, you don't want them to think that.
Well, to me, I think it is a great season already, because I think if we all think back, you know, and we've into this game, what, 8 games now?
Well, we're 9 into it.
Nine games into it. Now, I don't think any of us would sit there and said that we would be 4-5 at this particular point. So to me, all the things that have occurred to me has really helped build confidence in this basketball team. And I think that's what has to happen when you are young. You have to get some victories. And when you get victories, guys start feeling better about themselves and their confidence goes up. So to me, this is a great thing for this Cavalier basketball team. And most of the fans that I see and run into every day, they're so happy about how this team is playing and how they go out and perform every night. So to me, I think this team is moving in the right direction, even though that's going to be a tough game in Philly.
Yeah, it will be interesting. And, Jay, Mike, we will see you from Philly tomorrow. So have a good night in Philly. We'll have Elton John here and a little Philadelphia freedom for you cooking all night, right?
Perfect, Michael. Always good talking to you guys. And, let's see if we can finish off this trip in the right way.
Thank you, John.
All right, guys.
John Michael, of course, you'll see him tomorrow night with Austin Carr and Angel from Philadelphia on Fox Sports as the Cavs and Sixers wrap up for the road trip for the Cavs, and then they'll be back home. We've got much more of tonight's edition of Cavs HQ. Big Sunday event, actually against the Sixers, who will be here, but a big event. And Campy's going to tell us a lot more about that coming up on Cavs HQ on the Cleveland Cavaliers Radio Network.
Bring the family to Cavs basketball with the Control Prepaid MasterCard Family Fun Pack.
Bounces an ass down a lady! Dr. Oma Dunn.
Get 4 tickets and 4 fan meals for all weekend home games this season, starting at just $13 per ticket.
Finds Love. He'll take that 3. Got knocked down. He knocked it down. And Kevin Love has a chance for the 4-point play.
Get your Control Prepaid MasterCard Family Fun Pack today at Cavs.com/offers. Let's go Cavs.
Suspect a natural gas leak? Dominion Energy Ohio reminds you, first move your feet, then call when you're down the street. A gas leak might have a smell like rotten eggs, or you might see blowing dirt or bubbling water. A leaking pipeline might also make a hissing sound that you can hear. And remember, whether you're an individual or a contractor, state law requires you to call 811 before you dig to have underground utilities marked. It's simple and free. Dial 811 at least 2 business days prior to digging for your safety. For more safety information, visit DominionEnergy.com, keyword natural gas safety.
What's up, everyone? It's Ahmad with the Cleveland Cavaliers and our proud partner, Saucy Brew Works. Born and brewed in Cleveland, Saucy serves up a wide range of the highest quality craft beer made right in the heart of Ohio City. Our friends at Saucy believe that quality comes first, which is why they've been voted Cleveland's best brewery of 2019. Whether you're ready to sip or chug, come raise your glass with Saucy Brew Works at 2885 Detroit Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, and right here at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Crazy beer made for legendary good times. Welcome to the Saucy State of Mind.
Hi, all. Jimmy Hanlon here. Do you want to play unlimited golf for the rest of 2019 for just a card fee? Yeah, you heard it right. All the golf, no greens fees. Now you can at Stonewater Golf Club or Little Mountain Country Club. Stonewater and Little Mountain have great individual or corporate memberships now available for 2020. If you join either club for 2020, you can play the rest of 2019, both clubs, for just a card fee. The sooner you act, the more free golf you get. Hope to see you on the links. Visit us at stonewatergolf.com or littlemountaincc.com.
You hear a lot about the future of energy. Everything from smart technology to a stronger power grid. It may sound complicated, but it's really just a brighter way to deliver what matters most to you. At First Energy, we know energy is important to your life. That's why we're working each and every day to bring you a brighter energy future. See all the bright ways we continue to put you first at firstenergycorp.com.
You can create your own court using the template design tools available at Cavs.com/court. Winners will have their design replicated and placed in the Sherwin-Williams entrance of Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Winners receive two tickets to a Cavs game and will be honored as one of the winners of the Sherwin-Williams Color Your Court Contest. Contest ends at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Time, November 22nd, 2019. Grab your crayons, painter markers, and color your court to win.
Glad to have you with us. Cavs HQ, Mike Snyder, Campy Russell with you this evening. The Cavaliers on the road in Philadelphia. Final game of the road trip as they'll take on the Sixers tomorrow night at 7, looking to sweep the road trip. What a story that would be. What a story it's already been. I think Campy touched on it already that, yeah, hey, this is all good. And actually it is. No matter what happens tomorrow, this has been a good trip, but we won't let the players think that just yet, Campy, right? We were talking a little bit about the way this team is developing, and is still developing. I think everyone understands the big picture. But John Beilein just seems like the right fit right now, Campy, doesn't he?
And there's no question about that, Mike, because, you know, you look at Coach Beilein, he just has this great understanding of what he needs to give to these guys in order to have this team come together. And thus far, he's done a great job of that, of building the confidence of our two, or our, I'm going to say our three or four young guys. You know, what I'm talking about is Colin Sexton is one, even though this is his second year. You look at Darius Garland, who is a young, natural point guard, and we're beginning to see more and more out of him in terms of the things that he can do on the floor. And then you look at Dylan Winslow, who has not gotten on the floor yet, but this young man, I tell you, is an outstanding talent. And then I look at KP, Kevin Porter Jr. We can see how athletic and how spontaneous he is and how combustible he is on the offensive side of the ball and defensive side of the ball. So you look at these young guys, I think this was a great draft for this Cavalier basketball team, and I think we got the right guy in terms of Coach Beilein to kind of help these guys understand what it's going to take to play in this league.
And the veterans like Tristan and Kevin Love, healthy, they seem to be enjoying maybe a different approach of coaching that they're getting from Coach Beilein.
And there's no doubt about it. I think the thing that they both have embraced very much is the fact that they are the leaders of this team, undisputed leaders of this basketball team. And not only are they leading with their mouths and talking and then communicating, but they're leading with their action. You know, here you have a Kevin Love that's leading this team in scoring, rebounding, assists. I mean, he's doing it all for this Cavalier basketball team. And you look at Tristan, he's doing a great job of being more offensive-minded. He's done a better job of being more forceful out there on the court. He came to camp in great shape, and you can see it. You can see it in his body. So to me, this team is all coming together. Yes, it is just early. It's only 9 games, but I like what I see. I like the confidence that this team has, and I like what Coach Beilein and his staff has done for this team.
And it seems like they like each other. You know, so we're going to talk more with Jim Brewer a little bit later, and you were on a team where you guys had that camaraderie and the Miracle of Ritual team. Early body language that I can see, just the way the guys act among each other, they seem like they like each other.
And I think that's crucial. You know, you have to have a feel for each other, you know, in all ways, you know, meaning that, you know, you can have some disputes, you can have some arguments, you can have some fights in practice or disagreements, but you all have to get over those and come back together. And I think that's the beauty of having a good relationship with each other as a player, as men. And if you can do all those things, you give yourself a chance to be successful. And I'm sure Coach Beilein is going to allow those kind of things to happen sometimes, because you have to have that in order for teams to come together.
Campy, you, of course, have been such a great resource and really with the alumni in this organization, and the Cavaliers have gone with the new Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse, a real special section, the Wall of Honor on the north side of Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse, and the induction of the first members to that Wall of Honor will be held this Sunday as the Cavs will host the Sixers, and the first class going in to this Hall of Fame, Wall of Honor, I should call it, are Wayne Embry, Bill Fitch, Nick Mulledy, and then the late John Johnson and the late John Hot Rod Williams, the inaugural class of the Wall of Honor. What a group that will go in for that first group. And this, of course, in addition to all the players whose numbers were retired, and, of course, Joe Tate's microphone.
And Mike, you know, when you look at this, you know, when we started talking about this Wall of Honor, I think one of the things we wanted to do is to be able to tell the story of the Cleveland Cavaliers, which started back in 1970. And so when we looked at this, we said, hey, let's look at all of the people that were the first in Cavalier history. And to me, it naturally had to start with the owner, you know, Nick Mulledy, a guy who had this great vision and who understood that we need to have a franchise here in the city of Cleveland. Because back in the 70s, there was almost 750,000 people living in the Cleveland area. Mm-hmm. You know, so it was needed. You know, and Nick Mulledy did exactly that. Then you have Bill Fitch, who was the first coach and general manager of the Cleveland Cavaliers. You had J.J. Johnson, who was the first number one draft choice. J.J. was a heck of a player, came out of the Big Ten. That's that Midwest thing again.
Yeah.
Came out of the Big Ten, played at Iowa, just a super basketball player. He was the first number one draft choice. And then you go back to Wayne Emery. Wayne Emery was the first black executive in the NBA, and in some cases, maybe even in sports, in terms of being the general manager and VPs and presidents, whatever the situation may be. So, you know, those guys were all guys that impacted not only the Cavaliers, but impacted the league.
Well put, Campy. We'll talk more about this class. In fact, we're going to talk with one of your old teammates, Jim Brewer, specifically about Nick Mulledy and Coach Fitch. That's all coming up. It's Cavs HQ, Mike Snyder with Campy Russell. Glad to have you with us. We're back after this timeout on the Cleveland Cavaliers Radio Network.
Enroll your child in Monsters Kid Nation, presented by Scene 75, the official kids fan club of the Cleveland Monsters. Your child will receive free ticket offers, awesome gear, benefits, and one-of-a-kind experiences. Enroll now at clevelandmonsters.com/kidnation.
Another Medicare mailer. And another Medicare mailer. More Medicare mailers.
John, why don't you just go to Discount Drug Mart?
Hi, Wilma Smith here for my friends at Discount Drug Mart. It's Medicare open enrollment time. And we all know how complicated choosing a Medicare plan can be. Not with Discount Drug Mart. With your list of medications, Drug Mart's pharmacist can provide a free Medicare plan consultation, allowing you to select a plan that best fits your needs and saves you money. Discount Drug Mart saves you the Medicare runaround.
Cleveland! Cavs basketball is back, and so are fan-favorite giveaways and unique theme nights at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse.
Sexton between the circles. Goes the other way, launches a contested three! That's good! Oh, my!
This year's promotion schedule features six bobbleheads, family fun nights, Bud's night out, and much more. Don't miss out on all the fun. Head to Cavs.com/promos to see the complete schedule and get your tickets today.
This February, the big tour stops here. Chance the Rapper, February 4th at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Special guests Lil Yachty and Taylor Bennett. An all-new experience with songs from The Big Day, Coloring Book, Acid Rap, 10 Day, and more. Get tickets at ChanceRaps.com. Don't miss the big tour. Chance the Rapper, live. New album, The Big Day, out now.
I'm Chance the Rapper. Good night.
Chest congestion is awful, and it's even worse when it comes with a cough or a stuffed up nose. That's why Mucinex has maximum strength tablets for more than just chest congestion. Mucinex DM relieves cough, and Mucinex D relieves nasal congestion. Maximum strength Mucinex tablets go to work fast and provide long-lasting relief. Only Mucinex fights your symptoms for up to 12 hours with one dose. Mucinex in, Mucinex out. Earn Pro Points on Mucinex purchases at Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Every Friday night, Monsters home game is a 1-2-3 Friday where fans can enjoy $1 Pepsis, $2 Sugardale hot dogs, and $3 select beer specials. For tickets, call 216-420-0000. Visit ClevelandMonsters.com or any Northern Ohio Discount Drug Mart.
Last Tuesday, as part of the Cavaliers Salute to Service presented by Ohio Cat, the Cavs honored United States Marine Corporal Micah Herndon. Micah led a convoy mission in Afghanistan in 2010 when the rear vehicle was hit by an IED. It resulted in the death of three men, Lance Corporal Matthew Ballard, Lance Corporal Mark Juarez, and newspaper reporter Rupert Hamer. Micah repeats their names as he runs in their honor, having recently finished the Boston and New York marathons. Micah was honored at halftime on center court, where he received gifts and was then surprised with a reunion with Matthew Ballard's family. It was an incredible moment. The Cavaliers thank all veterans today for their service and sacrifice. Cavaliers in the Community is brought to you by Discount Drug Mart. We'll be right back with more Cavs HQ after this timeout on the Cleveland Cavaliers Radio Network. Glad to have you with us on Cavs HQ, the Cavaliers of today in Philadelphia, where they will meet the Sixers tomorrow to wrap up their road trip. And then they come home. They'll host the Heat Thursday, and then Sunday the Sixers will be here. And it is going to be a very special day. Campy and I have touched on it already as the Cavaliers will unveil their brand new Cavaliers Wall of Honor that will include all the players whose numbers have been retired, but then with the addition, and we have mentioned already that it will be the formal introduction of Wayne Embry, Bill Fitch, the late John Johnson, the late John Hot Rod Williams, and then also being honored and inducted, Nick Mulletti. And they'll all be inducted on Sunday. And we thought we'd reflect a little bit, particularly, Campy, about Bill Fitch and Nick Mulletti. And we go to a hotline, our hotline right now, and we welcome certainly one of the all-time great rebounders in Cavaliers history. We welcome Jim Brewer, to Cavs HQ. Jim, how you doing tonight?
Fine. Glad to be on the show.
Well, it's great to have you with us. We've been reminiscing a little bit, Brew. Are you keeping tabs on the Cavs today a little bit?
I've been watching. I haven't seen. I don't look at too many full entire games, mm-hmm. but I look in and I see what's going on from time to time.
Well, let's look a little bit back. Kind of want to get through your eyes as Nick Mulletti and Bill Fitch will be now are inducted into this Wall of Honor. Obviously, Bill Fitch, your first NBA coach, and Nick Mulletti, the owner of the team. First off, let's talk a little bit about Mulletti as an owner. Bro, what do you recall about Nick as you look back?
As I look back, the thing that I recall the most about him is that he was approachable. You know, he was, you could talk to him, you could ask him questions. He didn't keep distance or have an air about him. And I think that was the thing that I remember most.
And Jim, I think you're absolutely right about that, because when you look at, you know, Nick Mulletti, who was the first, he was the guy that started us all down this road in terms of the greatness of this franchise. But you're right, because I remember when we were having different Christmas parties or different events that he was inviting us out to his house, and how he treated us all as men, as players. To me, that's the beauty of a Nick Mulletti.
Yeah, I can remember one particular Christmas party that we went to, and I was really impressed with his home and his surroundings. But once again, he was always approachable.
Well, Nick Mulletti going into the Wall of Honor, and will be here for that formal induction on Sunday. And then, of course, your coach, Bill Fitch. Well, I've heard a lot of stories about Coach Fitch. You guys want to share any more? I don't know, Brew, what are your favorites about Coach Fitch?
Well, there's so many. There's so many. We shared many moments, many emotional moments, many joyful moments, and many tearful moments together. So I think that Campy can recall. We're all together recently, and we spoke with him, and everybody had their shot at Bill, and I think he really surprised them, because he was all in. He was all in for that moment, and you know, just really kind of exchanging and going over the time when we played for him.
Brew, when you look back, I was looking at your history in terms of coaches, and two coaches that jumped right out at me is one, Bill Musselman, and then two, Bill Fitch. You know, talk about the difference in those guys, or in some cases, the similarity in those two guys.
Well, you know, with Bill Fitch was from the military. And the thing that I really learned from him is that, you know, he approached it like he did from the coach that he had played under, coached under in the service. And I kind of heard those stories from time to time as we coached together in with the Clippers. And he talked about, you know, the philosophy there. But I think Bill stuck to his guns in terms of being a disciplinarian, you know. And I think it can't be just to add a personal touch. I think that we were all the sons that Bill did not have. Bill had girls and didn't have a son. I think we were his substitute sons in all the time that he coached us. I think just about all the players that he probably coached, he treated the same way.
Talking with Jim Brewer and, of course, Campy Russell on Cavs HQ as Bill Fitch, Nick Mulledy going on the Wall of Honor, and they will be inducted on Sunday. You know, guys, one of the things we hear about Fitch, we hear about him being the taskmaster. But for you guys, though, he was you straightforward. You knew where you stood all the time, right, Campy?
Well, we did know where he stood. But one thing for sure, and I think Brew just touched upon it in terms of how he did treat us, you know, and to me, I thought he did a great job of getting out of us what it was needed for us to be successful. And I think all of us, to a man, have to look back on that time and say, Bill did exactly what was needed to put us in position to be successful. Because clearly, without his doggedness in some cases, and at the same time, some of his tender times, which was very few and far in between, but I thought he did a great job of getting everything out of us that was necessary to put us to put us in position to be successful.
You know, Jim, for
you, when you look at the taskmaster part of it, he and Nick Mulledy were they had so many roles that they played. Coach was the coach. He was the general manager. He was the PR guy. He was everything for the franchise. And I think that the fact that the franchise has survived is a real testament to he and Nick Mulledy. Nick Mulledy built a 20,000-seat arena out in Richfield Coliseum. At Richfield, Ohio, I'm sorry.
Yes.
And, man, that took a lot. That took a lot of work, and it took a lot of initiative to do.
Yeah, you're so right, Jim. A lot of vision. And really, that was the birth of basketball, pro basketball, really, in this town where it really became something for the masses. You know, we had things before the Cavaliers, but even the Cavs in the first year or so, as you guys were part of that team, that Miracle of Richfield team, I think that's really what cemented the Cavs as a part of the, you know, the foundation of sports in Northeast Ohio. Brew, when you look back at that particular experience, what are the most the things that jumps out to you when you look back at that time?
Well, the thing that jumps out at me is how festive that particular Coliseum was, with all the people in Northeastern Ohio coming out to enjoy concerts and games, in particularly, and how many people showed up. You know, it was just a really, really good time to be in Northeast Ohio. And I think that the people that really partook of all of that really will never forget it. I think they'll remember those times because it was something brand new. And everybody was really just getting adjusted to the newness of it, the newness of the team, the community, mindedness of the team. I think all of that really sticks into the minds of the fans from that time.
And, Brew, I have to agree with you in that respect. But the thing that stands out to me when I look back at it was the relationship that all of us had with each other. You know, in terms of, you know, you and I both come from the Big Ten. Jim Jones came from Marquette, which was the Midwest. Austin came from the Midwest. Dick Snyder came from the Midwest. If we go back and look at that, all of us came from somewhat of the same cloth. And because of that, we all came in there with the same kind of frame of mind and the same kind of will, which to me really helped put us in position to be successful, you know, in turning this Cleveland into a basketball town as well. So to me, those are the things that I remember, is just our overall relationship that we had with each other and how we all grew up together and our families grew up together.
I agree, Campy. I agree wholeheartedly.
Well, and you guys were such a fun team, and I've said this to you, Campy, and I know to Jim Jones and Austin, Brew, I thought that team was it was really the ultimate team. All of you guys had your role. You really needed every bit and piece and part of it, and unfortunately, Jim Jones broke that foot, but you guys really were an ultimate team, weren't you?
We were. I think that that was one of the things that, you know, Bill instilled in us, even though it was sometimes we band it together just to help each other out in terms of some of the wrath sometimes that he would bring. But I think if you know him as a man and as a coach, you know that there was.
Well, he is going to be honored, and he is going to be honored in a special way this Sunday with Nick Mulledy as part of the first Wall of Honor group to be inducted, and it's a special time certainly for the Cavaliers. And boy, Brew, we appreciate your time in reflecting on Nick and Coach Fitch as well, and hope things are well with you with all the grandchildren, and let's go Cavs this year.
Let's go Cavs. All right, and I appreciate the opportunity.
All right, Brew, man. Appreciate you, man. Thanks for the time.
All right, Ken. Take care.
Yep.
Thank you, Brew. Jim Brewer. Boy, I tell you, you can't be – if you wanted a rebound, there was a guy. Just send Brew in there. He'll get it for you, right?
Well, not only just a rebounder, just a heck of a guy, but more importantly, he was really valuable to our basketball team. And to me, he is the guy that was somewhat the glue, particularly from his ability to play defense. He was all defense 2 years while he was with the Cavaliers. So, to me, Jim Brewer was the heart and soul of our basketball team. Everybody talk about Nate Thurman, which he was, but Jim Brewer was that guy who did all the dirty work for our basketball team.
Cavs HQ, Campy Russell. I'm Mike Snyder. We have much more still to come on the Cleveland Cavaliers Radio Network.
Millions of fans have witnessed the concert experience that launched a one-of-a-kind rock holiday tradition, Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Minutemen HR welcomes the all-new Christmas Eve and Other Stories. Presented by Hallmark Channel. Two shows, Friday, December 27th, Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Reserve seats are on sale now at rocketmortgagefieldhouse.com and livenation.com.
Another Medicare mailer, and another Medicare mailer, more Medicare mailers.
John, why don't you just go to Discount Drug Mart?
Hi, Wilma Smith here for my friends at Discount Drug Mart. It's Medicare open enrollment time, and we all know how complicated choosing a Medicare plan can be. Not with Discount Drug Mart. With your list of medications, Drug Mart's pharmacist can provide a free Medicare plan consultation, allowing you to select a plan that best fits your needs and saves you money. Discount Drug Mart saves you the Medicare runaround.
The Cleveland Cavaliers and Budweiser present Bud's Night Out. Every Monday and Wednesday home game, get two tickets and two Budweisers for only $50.
He knocks it down.
Catch a game and catch up with your buddy over two ice-cold Buds for just $50. Go to Cavs.com/offers to get this great deal today. That's Cavs.com/offers. Must be 21 or over to purchase.
I was clean. The Lumineers 3, the World Tour. The global touring sensation is coming to Cleveland Saturday, February 8th, Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. With special guest, Mount Joy. On sale now. Available at AXS.com. That's AXS.com. Every online ticket includes a copy of the Lumineers' new album, 3, out now.
Chest congestion is awful, and it's even worse when it comes with a cough or a stuffed up nose. That's why Mucinex has maximum strength tablets for more than just chest congestion. Mucinex DM relieves cough, and Mucinex D relieves nasal congestion. Maximum strength Mucinex tablets go to work fast and provide long-lasting relief. Only Mucinex fights your symptoms for up to 12 hours with one dose. Mucinex in, Mucinex out. Earn Pro Points on Mucinex purchases at Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Glad to have you with us, Cavs HQ, the Cavaliers in Philadelphia to meet the Sixers tomorrow. When they get a rematch of the Sixers on Sunday, it will be a special day at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse this Sunday afternoon, 3:30. And on Sunday, as we've been talking about it with Jim Brewer and the Cavaliers, the inaugural class of the Wall of Honor will be inducted. And we've been talking about Nick Mulledy and Bill Fitch. And, of course, Wayne Embry will be in that class. Mike Snyder with Campy Russell. And, boy, Wayne Embry, just so many levels. You know, I covered the Cavs through Wayne's tenure as the president and general manager. And, you know, Wayne, the thing I always talk with Wayne always it was always about team with him. He really it was all about that with him. I think the way he wanted to run all of the organization, not just the team itself on the floor, Campy.
Well, he, you know, when you look, when you talk about Wayne Emery, you're talking about the just a great gentleman, number one, and a great gentle giant. You know, because big as Wayne is, he's still probably one of the most gentlest guys that I've ever met and been around. But here's a guy that has really made history in a lot of different areas. You know, a guy who went to Miami of Ohio and then playing for the Cincinnati Royals to being a great player, to then being a businessman and owning McDonald's, to being executives in the NBA, whether it was with the Milwaukee Bucks or the Cleveland Cavaliers. A guy who is currently one of the special assistants for the Toronto Raptors. So Wayne Emery has touched a lot of people in his lifetime, and he's been an impactful man for anybody that knows Wayne. So to me, for us to honor him, it's a great occasion for everybody because of who Wayne is and what he represents.
You know, and I know talking with Wayne and in his book, he details a lot of it as he grew up and really a pioneer, first African-American team president and
yes.
CEO. Camp, you touched on that in our last segment. Really been a pioneer and has helped to touch so many lives in his life, you know?
And more importantly, you know, you look back at those teams that he put together, you know, he and Lenny Wilkins, and the type of guys that they brought in, they understood, they had a great vision of what they wanted, and they were able to pull that off. When you look at a Mark Price or Craig Elo or Brad Daugherty, Hot Rod Williams, Larry Nance Sr., Mike Saunders, you know, just go back and look at all those guys, Ryan Harper, you know, Danny Ferry. You look at all those guys and said, hey, these guys all came together on a mission. And they played well. They were very good for a long period of time. And again, it wasn't but for those shots and the Michael Jordan era. Those teams would have been some of the greatest teams in the NBA.
You know, let's talk a little bit about John Hot Rod Williams. What a special player he was. Just a great guy. I got to know him, too, covering the team then. He was just a sweet person, wasn't he? I mean, he was a heck of a player, but just a gentle great guy.
Well, you know, to me, you know, Hot Rod was one of those guys that if you saw him off the court, you know, you really would love him because of how, you know, the type of guy he was. But once he crossed those lines, his whole demeanor changed. And to me, I think he was the epitome of a guy that was so versatile, because you look at a guy like Hot Rod that was like 6'10", 6'11", who could play the center position. He could play the power forward position. He could guard all the front court position, whether it was a small forward or the big forward or the center. And he was such a versatile player. And his overall abilities to block shots, rebound the ball, score the ball, definitely impacted this basketball team. And to me, I don't think he will ever be forgotten. So to me, it made sense for us to tell the story about the Cavaliers, and you cannot tell the story about the Cleveland Cavaliers without including a guy like John Hot Rod Williams.
And it's great that he is it's sad that of his passing, but it is great that the Cavaliers organization honoring him with the inaugural Cavaliers Wall of Honor. And, of course, their first-round pick, J.J., Joe Tate called him, John Johnson, the first pick. And a heck of a player in his day, too. Not only here, he actually went on and won a championship, right?
With the Seattle Supersonics. You know, when you look – talk about John Johnson. You know, John Johnson was not only our first round draft choice, but he was one of the first, I would say, crossbreeds of a forward that could play the point guard, the two guard, and the three guard. You know, he was a forerunner in that era. You know, before Magic Johnson, or before Campy Russell, before those kind of guys, it was John Johnson, a guy that was just versatile in his overall game, that could do multiple things out there on the floor. And to me, John Johnson, again, we cannot tell the story about the Cleveland Cavaliers without talking about John Johnson as well. So he was the epitome of a team player that helped, you know, kind of get everybody and get this franchise moving in the right direction.
Well, it's a terrific and well-thought-out inaugural class. Nick Mulledy, Wayne Embry, Bill Fitch, and then the late John Johnson and the late John Hot Rod Williams, the inaugural class of the Cavs Wall of Honor, and the formal inaugural event will be this Sunday when the Cavaliers are home to the Philadelphia 76ers. Mike Snyder and Campy Russell, glad to have you with us. It's Cavs HQ. We'll get more thoughts from Campy on the Cavs of today as they get ready to wrap up their road trip in Philly tomorrow, and that's straight ahead on the Cleveland Cavaliers Radio Network.
This February, the big tour stops here. Chance the Rapper, February 4th at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Special guests Lil Yachty and Taylor Bennett. An all-new experience with songs from The Big Day, Coloring Book, Acid Rap, 10 Day, and more. Get tickets at ChanceRaps.com. Don't miss the big tour. Chance the Rapper, live. New album, The Big Day, out now.
Chance the Rapper, good night.
Hi, all. Jimmy Hanlon here. Do you want to play unlimited golf for the rest of 2019 for just a card fee? Yeah, you heard it right. All the golf, no greens fees. Now you can at Stonewater Golf Club or Little Mountain Country Club. Stonewater and Little Mountain have great individual or corporate memberships now available for 2020. If you join either club for 2020, you can play the rest of 2019, both clubs, for just a card fee. The sooner you act, the more free golf you get. Hope to see you on the links. Visit us at stonewatergolf.com or littlemountaincc.com.
At First Energy, we're putting more into tomorrow so you can get the most out of today by investing in a smarter, stronger, safer grid and innovative technology that improves reliability. But most of all, we're investing in our people, the dedicated men and women who work each and every day to bring you a brighter future where energy is smarter and living is better. See their stories and more at firstenergycorp.com.
Get to the newly transformed Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse and light the land with your Cleveland Monsters. Exciting promotions, concession deals, and an unforgettable fan experience make Monsters hockey serious fun.
Join the Monsters on Saturday, November 30th for a Cavaliers 50th season celebration featuring Cavs legends, mascots, entertainment teams, and more.
For tickets, visit clevelandmonsters.com or visit any Northern Ohio Discount Drug Mart. Monsters hockey, light the land.
You can create your own court using the template design tools available at Cavs.com/court. Winners will have their design replicated and placed in the Sherwin-Williams entrance of Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Winners receive two tickets to a Cavs game and will be honored as one of the winners of the Sherwin-Williams Color Your Court Contest. Contest ends at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Time, November 22nd, 2019. Grab your crayons, painter markers, and color your court to win.
What's up, everyone? It's Ahmad with the Cleveland Cavaliers and our proud partner, Saucy Brew Works. Born and brewed in Cleveland, Saucy serves up a wide range of the highest quality craft beer made right in the heart of Ohio City. Our friends at Saucy believe that quality comes first, which is why they've been voted Cleveland's best brewery of 2019. Whether you're ready to sip or chug, come raise your glass with Saucy Brew Works at 2885 Detroit Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, and right here at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Crazy beer made for legendary good times. Welcome to the Saucy State of Mind.
Well, this hour has flown by, Campy Russell, as we've reflected a little bit. We've talked about present tense. We've looked a little bit ahead, but we've reflected back as the Cavs celebrate the Wall of Honor inductees this weekend at the remodeled Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. It's just a spectacular venue now. And this team off to a great start, Campy. The Cavs of today in Philadelphia tomorrow, and then home to Miami Thursday, and then the Sixers at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse Sunday. Interesting week of basketball for the guys of today, isn't it?
And it really will be. I think that Thursday game is now what? I think the time
6 o'clock
on that.
Yes,
it's now a 6 o'clock basketball game. We're really looking forward to it. But more importantly, I'm just looking forward to this whole week, you know, because, yes, we start with the Philadelphia 76ers on, I think that's tomorrow.
Tomorrow night at 7.
Tomorrow night at 7. And I'm interested about that game primarily because of who the Sixers are. And I just think this is an opportunity for this Cavalier team to really help their confidence. You know, win, lose, or draw, I think is going to help their confidence because, again, it will give them another mark on their progress of getting better. So to me, I'm looking forward to that game.
You know, I think one of the things, Campy, we've talked about John Beilein, and it is about developing and growing game to game. But, you know, you need to have success. You, of course, have played this game at every level. And, you know, if you're working on something, if you don't get some winning success, it's hard to reinforce what you're doing. So it's been nice that they're getting that reinforcement now, aren't they?
And, Mike, you hit right on it. You know, to me, it's all about, you know, the reinforcement. But the thing about it is this team goes out and they play hard all the time. Coach Beilein, as well as his staff, Antonio Lang, as well as J.B. Bickerstaff, are doing an outstanding job of helping Coach kind of bring this all full circle. So right now, this team has to feel good about themselves being 4-5 at this particular point. That's huge.
Campy, it's a pleasure to be with you always there, my
friend. Thank you, Michael. I appreciate you.
It's been fun tonight. Great week coming up as the Cavaliers come home then Thursday and then the big game Sunday against Philly and the big day of the Cavs unveiling the Wall of Honor and the first group of inductees. It's been a blast tonight. Cavs HQ. Don't forget Cavs and Sixers tomorrow in a 7 o'clock tip from Philly. For Campy Russell, this is Mike Snyder. Have a good night on the Cleveland Cavaliers Radio Network.
Hasta la vista, baby!
Dominion Energy Ohio reminds you, first move your feet, then call when you're down the street. A gas leak might have a smell like rotten eggs, or you might see blowing dirt or bubbling water. A leaking pipeline might also make a hissing sound that you can hear. And remember, whether you're an individual or a contractor, state law requires you to call 811 before you dig to have underground utilities marked. It's simple and free. Dial 811 at least 2 business days prior to digging for your safety. For more safety information, visit DominionEnergy.com, keyword natural gas safety.
The Lumineers, 3, the World Tour. The global touring sensation is coming to Cleveland, Saturday, February 8th, Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. With special guest, Mount Joy. On sale now, available at AXS.com. That's AXS.com. Every online ticket includes a copy of the Lumineers' new album, 3, out now.